Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With experience, power, and grace, we start the 691st episode of Neon Jazz with veteran drummer Steve Fadik with the tune Bebop Operations off his latest offering, 2020's Battle Lines. This artist has earned national and international acclaim as an artist, author, composer, and columnist. On his third recording as a leader, it features an all-star band of New York's finest, including trumpeter Joe Magnarelli and tenor sax cat Javier Perez, joined by the rhythm team of pianist Peter Zak and bassist Michael Karm. His father, John, played tenor sax with groups throughout northeastern Pennsylvania, and he began taking him on gigs as a substitute drummer at the age of 8. We caught up with him here at the show to talk about why it's always been music, and this is what he had to say.
I love being creative. I can't imagine doing anything else because I've been a player for so long. I got my first set of drums when I was 4. I still have that kit. My parents bought it used in 1972. So, I mean, just growing up around my dad and all of his musician friends and then my friends in school, I can't imagine doing anything else for a living.
For over 21 years, he was the drummer and featured soloist with the Army Blues Big Band, a premier 17-piece jazz ensemble stationed in Washington, D.C. During his tenure, he performed for 7 U.S. presidents, numerous dignitaries, and in 2008, he traveled throughout the Middle East supporting the troops during a USO holiday tour. And the story continues on and on. Great to feature him at the top of this hour. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is starting to wake up here in 2021 with gigs around town and new music on the radio, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, proving weekly that jazz is alive and vital on the American radio audio landscape. From one of the cats on his new album, we go next. This is trumpeter Joe Magnarelli with the tune Superjet off the 2018 CD, If You Can See Me Now. And as we do, listen to Steve talk about playing with the legends and the best in the business.
Yeah, so just trying to be around older players and learning from them. And my father would always say, when you go out to play music, you're playing for other people. When people come to hear you play, you're making them forget about their day-to-day problems in life. So don't ever forget that. And I try to remember that every time I sit down and play. Thank you.
Stéphane Spira, soprano sax and composer, born in Paris, living in New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
That was French soprano saxophonist Stéphane Spira with Italian-born pianist Giovanni Mirabassi, teamed up on their latest effort, the 2021 CD, Improcavive, with the tune After Rain. Their first CD was in 2009, and now they are back at it again. After a 10-year period spent in New York, where he developed a flourishing musical career, Stéphane returned to France and continued his jazz career. And here on Neon Jazz, we talked about the group around him. This is what he had to say.
To be perfectly honest here, I wasn't performing that much with my music. I mean, for it's now my, I believe, my sixth album, so like for the last 15 years or so, I've been really like building my projects, and I feel really like I'm really carrying the weight, you know, not all by myself, because like I have a team working with me who believes, you know, who appreciates my music and wants to defend it. So I feel like with every album I get people who, you know, I kind of federate people around me.
We've been itching to get to this one for a while here on the show. It's been some weeks. Here's prolific arranger Mark Masters with the tune Baggage Room Blues off the 2020 project called Night Talk, the Alec Wilder songbook. Dig in. We'll be right back.
Kansas City native, Jake Reed, living out in L.A. now. I'm a drummer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Los Angeles-based drummer Jake Reed with the tune 1985 World Champions off his latest 2020 CD, Reed Between the Lines. As evidenced by the song title, he spent quite a few years early on, formative years in Kansas City, and we talked to him here at the show, and he had some thoughts on his early experiences.
You know, growing up in Kansas City, my grandfather, he would take me down like the Majestic, you know, and kind of get me in there, even though I was like underage. somehow they convinced him to let us in. But, you know, I go down there and hear Bob Winans and Tommy Ruskin play a lot.
One of his very early experiences hearing jazz came from legendary drummer Buddy Rich. And as we get into Putang Live off the 1991 CD Rags to Riches, here's Jake to explain.
But the person who really hooked me into jazz was my grandmother, who lived in Cincinnati. She gave me this this Buddy Rich versus Gene Krupa album when I was like 12 years old. And that's kind of really what got me hooked on jazz.
This is Benny Benack III coming to you from Harlem in New York City, jazz trumpeter vocalist. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
When you're feeling sad and dreary, and the blues make you weary, go where life is always cheery. Destination Jazz. That's where all the toes are tapping, shoulders sway and fingers snapping. Go where everything is happening. Destination Jazz. It's not found on any map, but deep inside your soul, where music mixes with your heart and makes your spirit feel so whole. So don't you have a hesitation. Go reserve a reservation. Brightest destination, Destination Jazz. Mm-hmm. where music mixes with your heart and makes your spirit feel so whole. So don't you have a hesitation. Go reserve a reservation to life's brightest destination. Destination Jazz. Destination Jazz. Destination Jazz.
That was the powerhouse performer Donna Singer with the tune Destination Jazz off her 2020 offering, Set Your Heart Free. She has thrilled jazz lovers around the world through her recordings and live performances at festivals, concert halls, and jazz clubs. Her European concerts include dates in Paris, Switzerland, Ireland, Italy, and Wales. Growing up in upstate New York, she and her siblings were introduced to the world of jazz, and that has led to a love affair with the stage. She explains.
And I love the energy of everybody being there with a purpose to listen to some good music. But then I also love cabaret and my trio style, where there's just maybe 100 people in the audience and you connect to that one person. And it's just so thrilling to see their head nod in agreement. You know how we are. We're not just nodding with the rhythm. We're nodding because we agree with what's happening right now.
From the world's best-selling contemporary jazz and soul artist, Gregory Porter, we go next. Off his newest 2020 project, All Rise, this is the tune Concord. Enjoy.
With a million stars in the galaxy, when I'm floating with them, it's hard for me to see. I'm holding on to this dear earth as it spins around me. With a million miles of odometry, and the moon like a goon staring back at me, I'm holding on to this dear earth with love and gravity. 60,000 feet up in the air, I can't wait to come down, drop down. I've been that fool, I let my fuel run low. People know I'm on drop down, slicing through the stratosphere, twice the speed of sound. My life is moving under me before I touch the ground. 30,000 feet up in the air, I can't wait to get there. Drop down. The only thing I seem to see around, the sand in which you stand within my hand. Slicing through the stratosphere, twice the speed of sound. My life is moving under me before I touch the ground. Oh. Thousand feet up in the air, I can't wait to come down, drop down. The only thing I seem to see around, the sand in which you stand within my hand. Slicing through the stratosphere, twice the speed of sound. Before I touch the ground. And now 10,000 feet up in the air, I can't wait it there. Drop down.
This is Grant Gordy, guitarist from Brooklyn, New York. I have a new record out. It's called Interpreter, and you can hear it on the great Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Brooklyn-based guitarist Grant Gordy with the tune Whale off his 2020 CD, Interpreter. He has been a major voice on the American acoustic music scene and one of the most highly regarded young instrumentalists of his generation. He held the guitar chair in the legendary David Grissom Quintet for 6 years, and he's gotten around. We asked him what he's really trying to do, and he tried his best to explain.
You know, in a lot of ways, I feel like I'm the same person that I was when I was starting to play guitar at 13. I'm trying to figure out how to express music, how to express what sounds and feels good. There's a lot of different avenues to that. Trying to create a mood. There's something, you know, intrinsically personal in that. I'm just trying to kind of figure out how to play music.
Our next track is a tribute to a cat we lost on March 2nd, 2021, English jazz band leader and trombonist Chris Barber at the age of 90. He was a huge boost to so many careers, and he was as prolific as it gets. Let's dig into one of those tracks and say goodbye and thank you. As a significant figure in the British rhythm and blues and beat boom of the 60s, this is the song Everybody Loves My Baby, and we love Mr. Barber.
Ralph Peterson here. It's always a pleasure when I'm in the area to listen to my favorite jazz show, Neon Jazz, with my man Joe Domino. You know, I always like to wear sunglasses. I say because the future of jazz is so bright, we gotta wear shades. And in Joe's case, it's neon bright. So Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
There are girls just ripe for some kissing. And I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those girls don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do. And there's wine all ready for tasting. And there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you'd know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do. play, places to go and people to see. Everything for you and me, life's a ball, if only you'd know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living, such a lot of living, such a lot of living to do.
Crazy talented New York City-based trumpeter and singer Benny Benack III with the title track off his 2020 CD, A Lot of Living to Do. It's been a backlog around here on Neon Jazz, and I remember back around February 2020 getting this CD and seeing Benny in sheer joy on the cover as the new year began. And as we enter 2021, I have a clip from that 2020 interview we had about what he misses the most now. Something most do.
One of the things that I always say is such a blessing, being able to travel, see the world and experience different cultures and different people. You know, the rest of the world is paying thousands of dollars for their travel and their vacations and trips, and somebody pays us to do it. You know, how lucky are we? I hardly ever spend this much time sitting in my apartment in New York. Ironically, you know, it seems like it's just kind of a crash pad between trips.
We have had way too many eulogies and remembrances on this show over the last year, and we have another, and one that hurts. From a torchbearer of jazz, a towering talent, and a good, good man, drummer, bandleader, composer, and educator Ralph Peterson Jr. left us on March 1, 2021 at the age, very young age of 58, and I had the chance to talk to him back in 2019. And when I got off the phone with him, I was inspired and awed by his power, wit, wisdom, and grace. He loved jazz to his bones, and here's a clip from that interview.
I am grateful and both inspired and humbled by the awesome responsibility and the gift of being able to pass along what I was lucky enough to encounter in my life. I got a lot to give left, you know, and I honestly believe and agree with my teacher, Michael Carver, that's why I'm still here.
Thank you, Ralph. You are already missed tremendously. And we are going to listen to his tune, Tests of Time. And that is a testament to him. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who both keeps the rhythm and time in stride, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you, bud.
Reach out. Let us know what is going on. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.